Churches are destroyed in Malaysia. Interns are needed for orphan ministry. And an accident claims the life of a ministry friend. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, the daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Angry mobs attack four churches since Malaysia's high court decided to allow Christians to use the Malay name for God. We spoke to an MNN listener living in Malaysia. For security purposes, we'll call his name David.
This is totally shocking to us Malaysians because as far as at least this generation can remember, it's never happened. We've always had peaceful relations.
Muslims contend the name should be exclusive to Islam. This could erupt into an all-out war. David again.
I think this is not so much a Muslim-Christian conflict per se, but political forces taking advantage or perhaps even artificially making this crisis.
International Christian Concerns' Jonathan Racho says there's bigger concern.
The Muslim officials of the country, including the head of the government, the Prime Minister of Malaysia, called for demonstration against the decision of the court. So the Christians have less protection and security at this point because the government seems to have sided with the Muslims.
It's not over yet, but it's definitely disruptive to outreach.
It's very difficult for Christians to carry out their work, but we hope and pray that this thing will come to an end very soon.
Next, best-selling authors Ted Decker and Carl Medeiros traveled all over the Middle East to write a book to help people better understand Muslims. Medeiros says Christians should share the gospel with Muslims, not fear them.
Even if they're our enemies, Jesus commands us to do something very specific with our enemies, which we're not always very good at doing, but that's to love them. And you can't love somebody you don't know. So we're just trying to help the West understand these people. And that's the point of the book.
Muslims like to talk about Jesus, and that's a great witnessing tool.
Muslims are very faith-filled people. They definitely believe. You don't have to convince them that there is a God or there is a person named Jesus of Nazareth. They believe that. And so just focus on him.
With support from European ministries, Medeiros and Decker are holding a webinar January 29th. 10,000 people have already signed up. Go to our website to find out more. You're listening to Mission Network News. Three suspects in the drive-by shooting that killed six Coptic Christians in southeastern Egypt have turned themselves in. The killings took place as people were leaving a Coptic Christmas Eve service January 6th. Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, is offering condolences. They're also broadcasting these messages on their Sat7 Arabic channel. The ministry continues to urge viewers to be agents of peace and hope. Meanwhile, there are millions of orphans around the world. James 1 says pure religion is taking care of the widows and orphans. This summer, you could do biblical religion and help orphans through an orphan outreach internship. Communications Director Tiffany Taylor.
We have internships for college-age students and also young adults that are really interested in orphan ministry. And these are internships where you go and you live for a month overseas and work with the nationals that are actually on the ground doing orphan ministry.
You can choose to work in Guatemala, Honduras, India, or Russia. Taylor says this is hands-on work.
It is amazing the kind of experiences that they get. Many of them get to live with nationals, eat every day, and live in these communities, doing orphan ministries with kids that would not even ever get the chance to hear the message of Christ.
Application deadline is January 31st. We'll connect you at missionnetworknews.org. And Grace Ministries International mourns the passing of a longtime friend. Pearson Simtowe, the former head pastor of Grace Churches in Tanzania, was killed in a bicycle accident last Thursday. His legacy and passion for the gospel lives on in his son, Kennedy Simtowe, one of GMI's missionaries in Malawi. He was still active in village evangelism in Tanzania when the accident happened. He was faithful to the Lord, his family, and the mission. Pray for the missionary team as they grieve Pearson's passing. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University, Grand Rapids, Michigan. MNN's offering monthly bulletin inserts featuring the latest mission news, including pictures to help people in your church be doers of the word and not hearers only. Start the new year off right. Call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.